Thursday, April 29, 2021, 6:34 a.m. I've been painting since about 4:20, maybe 4:30. And I've been kind of busy outside, taking care of business, taking care of the yard. I've been going for my walks now, this week and last week. Monday, it was really cold and, well, not really cold, not cold what Minnesotans think that it's cold, but for me, really cold. Too chilly for me to go for a walk, but I had other stuff to do, so, and I wanted to paint also. Give me an excuse for that. So, I don't want to talk about politics. Not right now, anyway. So I just... I'm working on a little section of the painting, the upper right-hand wall, and just trying to get that blended in and formed and get an idea maybe of what it should be doing, what should it be saying, and just playing with that for now. So, yeah, I just wanted to make a post because I know I haven't been posting lately, and so... Here we go. Let's see, what time is it? 8:51 a.m. It's getting later here. It's supposed to be really, really warm today. Today's Thursday, yeah. So today's supposed to be the warmest day of the week. I probably shouldn't go walking too late today. Looking at the painting here, turn it around a little bit. I still got some glare. Trying to get the walls to do certain things is difficult. The floor is really close, I'm thinking. But the walls, yeah, I finally consolidated the walls a bit, but the lower left-hand wall is just, I do need that to be a little bit closer, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I should do for that. It's really pink. It's a darker pink, though, really close to a red. The alizarin crimson is really pointing out there. But so it is also on these other two that I've been working on. I just finished working on behind the broken door portion of the wall, which is the upper left-hand back wall. And that seems to work pretty good. Oh, yeah, there. That's a better, no glare there. Okay. You know, you look at things close up and you can see the detail better, but when you stand back, yeah, things kind of meld together sometimes. So that's just something else that you have to adjust later on. There goes some kind of truck. Yeah, so this is going to get in the back wall on the upper back wall. Yeah, I guess that's the only one back wall back there. Where the curtain is, that's got to get redone too. So yeah, so the wall behind the couch. So that's the left-hand wall. Boy, this dust stuff really collects. And you know, when you start, you really got to wipe it down really good before you start painting. Otherwise, all that little dust just kind of like gets in the way. Jeez, look at that. Where did all that come from? I don't know. Yeah, so I kind of straightened out some of these lines. hand's not that good, I guess. The wall, the couch is against the wall, and the wall, of course, I don't show the ceiling. So it's got to do something, but the wall, yeah, okay, it should from the upper left-hand corner of the back of the couch, the wall where that wall meets, it should go up, I think. Just or straight up, maybe, huh? No, maybe not, a little bit of an angle. A little bit of an angle right there. And then kind of make that all a little lighter. And then behind the couch, toward the floor of the wall, got to deal with that some other way. Not sure what to do with that. Because when you put colors too closely together that are similar but aren't on the same plane, it makes them look like they're on the same plane. So you do have to change it. You have to, if I want to make it darker, you know, it's say I got the alizarin comes in and I've got two intersecting walls, and I want to make one part darker, so I can't just add blue to the alizarin crimson, because now you've made it, which I didn't do. This has some of the black made from blue and burnt sienna on it, and this one just has plain blue. But I did put the blue down here, I know that. Okay, I don't know. But where did all this dust come from? Jeez. And it's only on the couch for some reason. Nowhere else. That's weird. Yeah, and looking at the figure in the door, I gotta redo him somehow. Don't know what I wanna do with him. I wanna make him look a little bit more menacing. If I put a white guy in a tank top, that makes him look menacing, I guess. It's coming along. So, what are we doing here? I probably should work on another painting just to get away from this one for a while. But I'm really not stuck. It's just that, at one point, I've done this before where I kind of like go round and round in circles on the same painting, thinking I'm making progress, but realize I'm painting on something, then changing it, but then painting on it again just to bring it back to what it was. And which is kind of like going around in a circle, I guess. So. Okay. But anyway, so politics are is so I might as well talk about politics now. Politics is politics are politics is. The political scene is just spinning out of control. If you watch the lefty news and the righty news, and you try to make sense of everything. And oh man, the lefty news is really ignoring something that's really obvious to me. It's there's this on the righty news, they have there's a report by the New York Times, which is a lefty news usually. The New York Times said that there's a recording of John Kerry. Is that what it was? I don't know, but basically the story is that John Kerry, when he was ambassador, and that's where they're really kind of like spinning it, the Dems are. Basically, he gave information to the Iranians about the Israelis, okay, and whether he was an ambassador or not at the time, it's just that That's kind of a no-no thing to do either way, to give information to pretty much the, well, and they don't want to call Iran an enemy, but yeah, they're an enemy. They would love to blow us up along with Jerusalem. So, and they harass us in the Middle East on our ships and stuff. But they're starting to do that again. And that's the funny part about it is that when Trump came into power, and they tested him a little bit, and he let him know, hey, I'm not a Barack Obama, because when Barack Obama was president, they went so far as to capture one of our smaller boats and hold our sailors hostage or prisoner for a while, and they sent video of that, and also that was all over the news. And but yeah, they at one point they realized, oh yeah, we better not mess with Trump because he'll fuck with us. So they didn't do anything. But now that Biden's in power, they're starting it all over again. They're harassing our naval ships in those waters down there. So we'll see what happens. I hope nothing bad happens out there. But yeah, you can't show any weakness to certain people, because they'll take advantage of it. I'm looking at the glare on this, and the brush strokes and stuff. That's not too bad. Okay, well, so much for that. Yeah, anyway, so they're ignoring that story on the lefty news, and the righty news is covering it. President Biden had a speech last night, and he said, I want to spend all this money and make government bigger. The lefty news is praising it, and the righty news is poo-pooing it, and I have to go along with the righty news on that. We don't need bigger government. I don't really want to send my money to Washington, because like I said, I really believe that's how Joe Biden got rich, is that we raised taxes, and money goes to them, and they decide how to spend it. And it just so happens that a bunch of money goes to their good friends, which in return returns to them, that's bullshit. But and this is something I really believe. I may be wrong, it's just my opinion, and but it's something I believe. So yeah, don't tax us, don't take our money, don't spend it. We'll spend it the right way. Let's see what else. That's it for now. I gotta get going here. Like I said, I don't really want to walk in the heat today. And was I don't mind it. It doesn't feel that bad, but I probably shouldn't do it. So that's it for today. See ya.